Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, many of the biggest musical acts on the planet, maybe even most of them at the moment, are women. So why on the lineup for so many of the festivals that take place in Ireland every summer do women seem to be underrepresented? The Sunday Times arts columnist Aoife Barry has been pondering this. Afternoon, Aoife.
Afternoon, Sean.
Now, you've actually gone and done a count.
Well, I haven't done a forensic look at it, but I had a look around because I was, what happened was I was walking through a train station in Cork, heading back to Dublin, and there's a really big event on every year called the Live at the Marquee in Cork, which is really popular. And my mum had headed to a few of the gigs herself, and I spotted an ad for it. And as I looked at the ad, I thought, is there only men playing at the Marquee? Which struck me as completely bizarre. So I went and had a look, and there's one woman playing across the, I think it's, 27 days or thereabouts. And I couldn't believe that there was one woman in a band. She's the bassist in the Mary Wallopers, a great band. And it just struck me that we've all collectively taken our eye off the ball. So I had a look at a few other festivals, looked at what was available to me online, looked at the Longitude Festival, for example, another really popular festival, lots of great acts. One out of 20 on the website that I could find was a woman. Looked at other ones. I mean, if you look at Electric Picnic, just the headliners, I didn't have a forensic look at everything in Electric Picnic, but the headliners, two out of six, which is, you know, not so bad. It looked like, as I was looking through the names, it was probably that ratio carried through. And again, you know, I looked at it all together now, about 25% or so was female and non-binary. So it wasn't an exhaustive look, but it definitely showed me that there are some festivals that have 99.999% men on the bill, and others that you're only barely getting up to 25%. And I thought back to a few years ago, 2018, 2019, where people were really talking about this issue, when festivals were starting to kind of pull their boots up and realise that they needed to put on more women on their festival bills. You know, thought about Primavera Sound in Barcelona, which really has pretty much got gender parity there. It has massive headliners who are women. It's really made the effort. Glasgow's making strides there too. And I just thought, why is Ireland, after slipping back, like, we have to be talking about this issue, because it's massive for musicians who want to make it in Ireland. It's 2025. There is no excuse for you to have only one woman in a lineup of 17 acts across nearly a month. There's just no excuse in this day and age.
Well, is it? I mean, if we're to point fingers, let's point fingers at music promoters. Is it their fault that this is happening?
Well, I think it's a systemic issue. I'm not saying anybody, I don't think anybody's sitting in an office booking a festival and saying, do you know what we'll do? We won't have any women on this stage, or we'll only have 25. Like, nobody's doing that. You know, you can't, you know, imagine that somebody's sitting there and do that. People are doing their jobs. I think what's happening is a combination of things. One is that the issue is slipping off the radar. People just aren't really being pulled up or called out about it like they were just a few years ago. So what we're doing, I think, is we're seeing things slip back to the default in the music industry, and the default in the music industry is male, and it's very normal to just have men doing most things when it comes to music festivals. So people don't really notice. And I think people who are doing the booking, obviously this is slipping down, you know, off the list of things that they're keeping an eye on while they're doing the very difficult job of trying to get acts to play in Cork or Dublin or wherever around the country during the summer. And the pressure just isn't really on people. And I just don't think it's good enough now for us in 2025 to still be talking about this, because I kept thinking too, when I was in college, which is over 20 years ago, did a master's on this issue about women in the Irish music industry, and the young version of me in her early 20s thought, surely in 20 years time this will be sorted, like, surely we won't be talking about these issues. And we still are. And even though some strides were made 5 or 6 or 7 years ago, it's slipping down, you know. And that's why I wrote the column. I wanted to remind people who are going to festivals, who are in bands, that people need to be paying attention to it, and to those bookers who are doing a really important job, which is putting on the live events that I want to go see, you want to go see, other people want to go to see. Their job matters, and they're supporting musicians, they're supporting people making a career out of it. So that's why it's really important to keep an eye on things like diversity and on gender balance. It's not just some, sure, we'll just think about it because it might mean something. It really does mean something. And they know that their jobs are important. They know they're supporting a massive industry. So why not put in this continued effort to try and get more people, more diversity on stages?
Now, I mean, and if you're organising any festival, to a certain extent, it's who you can get and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, of course.
But I guess, assume from what you're saying, there isn't a short, and a lot of those would be international acts, there isn't a shortage of female acts that they could choose from. Or are we talking about men are still predominantly, you know, it's predominantly men internationally in music?
Well, when we're looking at the international stages, like you said at the top there, we're thinking about a lot of really massive solo female performers. But obviously, it's extremely hard for a festival booker in Ireland to get someone like Charlie XCX or Chapel Roan. Now, sure, they are both playing in Ireland, right? They're the big guns. They are people who everybody's battling it out to get. And, you know, what we're not seeing then is kind of what we're not getting an overview of is what's happening on the other levels of fame. And I keep comparing now and who I see visibly in terms of people I might read about in the music press, people I might read about online, or I might follow on Instagram, or I might see friends recommending. There's so many more women, non-binary and trans musicians than there were when I was coming up as a teenager and in my 20s. I know that, I mean, that's anecdotal, but it's a fact too. There are just more people around. And I think at one stage, because I've, you know, chatted about this over the years to different people, there would have been the idea of the women aren't out there. We can't find them, you know, and obviously women have traditionally been a smaller proportion of the music industry compared to men because of systemic reasons, not because women are bad at music and can't make good music. That at one stage was something that you would kind of say, oh yeah, well, I suppose they aren't really around. Now there's just not that, there just isn't that excuse. And I think too that the programmers of the festivals need to look at, you know, the audiences, who they're trying to attract as well. You know what I mean? Like if you look at, for example, Live at the Marquee, they have had Lady Gaga play there. They've had Olivia Rodrigo play there. They know how to book a really great female act. Like they certainly know how to do that. They've done it before. So the question is why this isn't a consistent thing. You know, I just don't buy the excuse across the board that there just aren't enough people making the music. And just to add to that too, you know, you create opportunities by putting people on stages. So you create the opportunity for people to build a career. You look at CMAT, she's able to build a career because she's gotten opportunities to play gigs, building a live crowd, building a following. And she's done like that herself, built herself up there, but she's gotten those opportunities to be on stage. She's inspired people to follow her and she's inspired other kind of festivals and events to put on artists of her level. And we've watched her rise and rise to go and play Glastonbury this year. So like you're creating opportunities for people in the industry by allowing more people on stages. Like it's a no-brainer really.
Aoife, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was the Sunday Times arts columnist Aoife Barry there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.